This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Diana G. Ramirez. Date of birth, September the 30th, 1960. Case ID number is 513-2785. Date of exam, September the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Dr. Elvin R. Garcia, dated 11/21/2022. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old married female with two grown children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar and cervical back pain, fibromyalgia/osteoarthritis/autoimmune disease, hypothyroidism, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and migraine headaches. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked for La Clínica del Valle for 19 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, who is retired and is receiving Social Security benefits, but not disability benefits. Allegation number one, lumbar sacral back and cervical spine pain with history of herniated disc. Number two, fibromyalgia/osteoarthritis/autoimmune disease. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number four, hypertension. Number five, hypercholesterolemia. And number six, migraine headaches. History of allegations. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain with cervical spine pain from herniated disc. The claimant states that in 1985, she fell multiple times and had pain in her cervical and lumbar sacral back area, which was a dull, aching pain that she had for many years. The claimant states that the pain from her spine would radiate mostly down her arms, especially on the left side. The claimant has had also surgery for her lumbar sacral back area. In July of 1998, she had a discectomy of the L4, L5 that was causing her problems. Then in 2010, she had to have a fusion of the L4, L5, and also had a fusion from L3 to S1, with stabilizing rods and a bone graft placement to help her with her lumbar sacral back area with good results. The claimant has small herniated discs of the C3, C4, C4, C5, and the C6, C7 area, which has not been treated with surgery at this time. The claimant does complain of numbness and tingliness of her hands, especially of the left side. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 2 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive device that she presented with today. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, cooking, doing the laundry, and doing home exercises. Her physician is Dr. Betancourt, and she denies seeing a chiropractor, but did receive multiple times 8-week sessions of physical therapy for her back. She is presently on Tramadol 50 milligrams BID to TID per day, Baclofen 10 milligrams TID, which she states does give her some relief. Her diagnosis was discectomy of the L4, L5, and fusion of the L4, L5 with rod placement from L3 to S1 to stabilize her spine with bone graft placement. Her condition appears to be stable, and she appears to be functioning well. She also has a history of herniated disc times 3 of the C3, C4, C4, C5, and C6, C7 area, which has not been treated surgically. Allegation number 2, fibromyalgia / osteoarthritis / autoimmune disease. The claimant states that in 2014, she started to develop problems with her shoulders, especially her left side, hands, and knee area. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, and autoimmune disease. X-rays were taken, which she states confirmed her diagnosis, and lab tests were performed. However, because lab results were so mild, she was not diagnosed with a definitive autoimmune disease. The claimant has had no surgeries or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, but unable to squat and has difficulty bending over. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She states that she is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Elvin Garcia. As noted earlier, she is on Biclofen 10 milligrams TID and Tramadol 50 milligrams BID to TID per day. She states she does do home exercises to strengthen her back and her joints. Allegation number 3, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 1998 she was diagnosed with nodular hypothyroidism. She was started on levothyroxine, 88 micrograms QD, which she is presently taking. However, her medical labs are normal at this time, and she's considered euthyroid. Her nodules have disappeared since that time, and she's very well controlled with the medications and continues to be placed on a very low dose, although her thyroid function tests are normal at this time. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2004, she was having frontal headaches and blurred vision. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. The claimant did have some in-organ damage, such as a myocardial infarction, which was a silent myocardial infarction, non-ST elevated myocardial infarction. She denies any cerebral vascular accidents or nephropathy at this time. Her blood pressure at this visit was 160 over 66 mmHg. She states that it's never been that high and that her blood pressure is usually well controlled. She is presently on Metoprolol ER 16IC, 100 milligrams POQD. Her blood pressure is borderline high for systolic. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 1985, she was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. Her levels have been very good with the medication. Her physician did attempt to remove the medication that she was taking, which is atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD. But when he did that, her levels did go up. She appears to be very well controlled with a low dose of atorvastatin. She has not had a cerebral vascular accident, but has had a silent MI, which was mild. Her condition at this time appears to be stable. Allegation number 6, headaches. The claimant states that in 2004, she was diagnosed with migraine headaches. She's been hit multiple times and did sustain a concussion and contusion on a rock that she hit as a child when she fell down. She states the character, the pain is a pounding, dull pain located in the frontal area, which sometimes can last 24 hours, and she has it at least once a week. The associated symptoms include nausea, photophobia, paresthesia, vertigo, and poor vision. She was diagnosed with migraine headaches and states that she takes tramadol 50 milligrams BID, but states that it usually takes 2 hours for her to respond to the medication. Her medications, levothyroxine, 88 micrograms POQD, metoprolol ER, succinic, 100 milligrams QD, tramadol 50 milligrams BID to TID per day, fluticasone 50 micrograms nasal spray, one puff in each nostril BID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, baclofen 10 milligrams TID, montelukast 10 milligrams QD, cetirizine 10 milligrams QD, probiotics 1 POQD, vitamin D3 5,000 units / 125 milligrams QD, fish oil / omega 3 2,400 milligrams BID, zinc 50 milligrams POQD, turmeric 500 milligrams QD, Alive 50 plus, multiple vitamins for women 1 POQD, and magnesium complex 1 tablet QD. Family history. The father has hypertension, hypothyroidism, and rheumatoid arthritis. The mother has diabetes mellitus type 2 and hypertension. She has a brother, 4, that have hypertension and hypothyroidism. Medical problems, hypertension, hypothyroidism, polio, osteoarthritis, autoimmune disease, migraine headaches, history of non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, / silent MI, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, questionable rheumatoid arthritis, history of cervical spine herniated disc of the C3, C4, C5, C4, C5, and C6, C7 area times 3. Questionable history of rheumatoid arthritis. Allergies, major surgeries, hysterectomy, tonsillectomy, and a surgery of the lumbar sacral back area in 1998, consisting of a discectomy of the L4, L5, and in 2010, a fusion of the L4, L5 with rod placements from L3 to S1 to stabilize her lumbar sacral back area with bone graft placement. The claimant had good results. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. The claimant denies Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 184 pounds. Height, 5 feet 4 inches. BP, 179 over 96 mmHg. Second reading, 160 over 66 mmHg. Heart rate, 57 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 31.5. General, this is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to visual acuity, H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 9-centimeter vertical lumbar sacral back scar where surgery was performed to stabilize the lumbar sacral back with discectomy and fusion of the lumbar sacral back at the L4, L5 area. The claimant states rods have also been placed to stabilize her lumbar sacral back sprain. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? I'm sorry, could you drop down to neurological, the last two sentences? Reflexes of patellar and ankle were zero bilaterally. However, reflexes for the brachioradialis and reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally was plus two. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some mild palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine, and the thoracic spine appears to be normal. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for both shoulder areas where the claimant is unable to abduct or forward elevate more than 100 degrees bilaterally. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 70 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to flex the right knee at 130 degrees. However, was only able to flex the left knee at 110 degrees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with some difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral back area, no acute findings. X-rays of the right hand, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially at the lumbar sacral back area. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to cervical and lumbar sacral back problems. Probable diagnoses, number one, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to a herniated disc resulting in surgery to stabilize the lumbar sacral back area, especially at the L4, L5 area. Physical exam was grossly normal, except for some signs of left radiculopathy. Her condition is stable at this time. The claimant also has an allegation of cervical spine pain secondary to herniated disc times 3 of the cervical spine, which was confirmed with medical records. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 2, fibromyalgia / osteoarthritis / autoimmune disease, that's being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Physical exam appears to be normal. Allegation number 3, hypothyroidism, being treated minimally. The claimant's thyroid levels are normal, but she did have one time had a diagnosis of nodular thyroid disease, which has resolved. Her condition is actually resolved at this time. Allegation number 4, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 160 over 66 mmHg, which is borderline high. The claimant states that she has a history of non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, which was considered silent, and a small myocardial infarction. No surgery was performed for that event. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time. Her cholesterol levels are normal. Allegation number 6, migraine headaches, being treated with self-medication of tramadol, 50 milligrams BID. The migraine headaches might be coming from her hypertension. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Diana G. Ramirez.